At the recent Commodity Classic, I spoke with Iowa farmer and National Corn Growers Association board member Pam Johnson about her response to an Environmental Working Group article that criticized the industry's Common Ground program and the role of women in traditional agriculture leadership. What was your response to that? How did you respond to the fact that they're saying, oh yeah, okay, sure, women are in agriculture, but not in leadership?
Mm-hmm. Well, my first response and the thing that I first felt was that they were criticizing the program called Common Ground, which is actually what we have been working toward to address the problem about not enough women voices in agriculture. So at the time they were criticizing that there weren't enough women leaders, they were also criticizing the fact that this program wasn't genuine and these people were just setups, and that is the furthest thing from the truth. So National Corn Growers Association and soybeans have joined together so that we can make sure that we have true, genuine voices out there with value statements that come from the heart and from the farm, and they come from women who are involved in their own operations at home and also are learning how to lead and how to advocate for agriculture.
Well, I know a lot of women involved, but another point they made in there, and this was seemed to be their main point, was that more women than men will be likely to use sustainable or whatever, organic agriculture as opposed to traditional agriculture, and that's what they were really getting at. And how did you respond to that?
Well, once again, it's a matter of semantics with me, and so I always ask people, what do you mean by sustainable? What is your definition of sustainable? Because I'm involved with my family. We don't raise vegetables, and we're not organic farmers. We're production farmers that raise corn and soybeans, but we do it sustainably. I'm a sixth-generation farmer. I have come from people who have a strong connection to the land, and all of us have been charged with leaving it better for the next generation. I have two sons that are home farming with us, so we are sustainable. So I took offense at that also.
When you talk about women on the farm, you're not just the farmer. You're also a mother. You're raising children, and you're more actively involved, especially in, you know, when you're young married women on the farm, in raising your children. And so at that point, yeah, sure, the husband is involved with that too, but the husband tends to have more time to devote to board meetings and travel and that kind of thing. Isn't that true?
Yes, and in fact, I postponed my involvement in outside organizations until I had my family up and going and raised, because at that time we were all out together on the farm working. And so now we've kind of switched roles. And since I'm a grandma now and I have two sons back from college, I'm free to go out and get more involved in my own trade association and promote products that are important to me, and to be a voice to actually tell the story about what's going on down on the farm.
Because being involved in an organization like this is a huge time commitment with the board meetings and the travel and such. But another thing that I was thinking also is, with the social media tools that we have now, I'm seeing a lot more women in agriculture being involved. What would you say to women who are still young, still on the farm, and may not have that kind of time commitment to go to meetings and travel as much, to use those social media tools to have their voices heard?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm lucky enough now. I have been elected by my peers and serve on the National Corn Board of Directors, and so I'm out more in the public eye and have been trained and through the years gained experience about how to do that. And so I always encourage younger women and men to get involved where they are, to be active in their local community, even at the grocery store when you're in the meat line, talk to your friends. I have urban friends. You just tell the story of agriculture. So I can't do it. The people who, men and women who are in leadership, cannot do it all, and that's why with NCGA, our grassroots people are so important to us, and so that's why we've started the Common Ground program along with many others, and leadership programs sponsored them so that we can develop young leaders, men and women, to so that agriculture is healthy and has a voice and has a future.
And that's another good point. You talked about county and state involvement. I don't think that the Environmental Working Group was looking at that further level, because the women have more of a tendency to be able to be involved at that level because it's not as much of a time commitment, right?
Right, and in the Common Ground program, the focus of that is we know that food purchases, 93% of food purchases are made by women. And so what better way to have young moms, young mothers go out and tell the story and interact with other young moms and mothers who are not stuck in their home communities, but they're home working a job, providing for their family, and this gives them a way to also be active in their organization and in agriculture.
Thank you very much. Here at Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.